He took a little child and had him stand in the midst of them. And taking the child in his arms, he says, "He who welcomes these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not just welcome me, but the one who sent me." And then one of the disciples, John, said, "Teacher, we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not with us. He didn't run with us. He wasn't in our group. He wasn't in our church. He wasn't in our denomination. He didn't go with us." And Jesus said, "Don't stop him. No one who does a miracle in my name can speak lightly of me. He was not against me, is for me." Now the part I want to touch on is about the miracle. Miracles in my name. I was asking the Lord, where do you want me to go, Lord? And he said, in March, I want you to focus on miracles. I want you to focus. I want you to have the people. And I want you, because God's talking to me, so he's talking to you. He said, I want you to focus on miracles. Focus on miracles. Now, let me stop and let me back up just a little bit and get you to say thank you, first of all. I love you, and I love you. To say thank you for praying for me. I love you, brother. I love you. Last week, I had asked the congregation to pray for me because God had laid something on my heart. Let me bring you up to speed. So for those of you who don't know what's going on. Last year, about this time, God spoke to me. He said, "Go get my children." And for those of you who didn't understand what that meant was, when I first got out of college, and our first job, me and Jackie's job, we were living house parents at an abuse home, a group home for abused children. We kept abused kids, kept anywhere 17, 18 kids, and they were from, you know, beat and raped and all kind of kids, and we kept them, and they would bring them to the home. We kept them. That was my first job. And I did that job and I got fired. And I got fired, the reason I got fired, because I ran it like a Christian home, and the government was coming in at the time and they didn't want me to run it like a Christian home. And so long story short, they fired me, okay? Last year, God spoke to my heart. He said, "Van, I hired you. I hired you back. I want you to go get those kids." And so I'm trying to figure out, okay, what are you talking about, God? You know, I'm getting old now. And so, you know, because when we did that, you know, that was back in, I was 20-something. I ain't telling you what I want to know. But that was, I'm a long time ago. And so, what are you talking about, God? And so it's been on my heart, and God's been dealing with me. And then last week, I asked the congregation, I said, "Pray for me. Pray for me." Because God is saying, go after these kids. And they don't, you know, group home, they got group homes now. They don't have one in this area, but they group homes. They're trying to get away from group homes because basically you got dysfunctional kids and you bring all these dysfunctional kids in a group home and you got a whole group home of dysfunction and, you know, so how do you deal with that? And you know, and so they're pushing for foster care, which basically means you go get one kid. But like I was talking to David, in this area, just in this county, because child abuse has been, you know, mental, emotional, and physical has been going up and up and up in South Carolina. And just in this area, and God just gave me the picture real quick. I saw this whole state, this whole place right here. When I was talking to you, David, I saw this whole auditorium, and it seats over 600 people. And it was full of abused kids. I hope I don't cry, but it was full of the abused kids. And how do you just say, okay, I'm going to grab you, abused kid, and walk out and leave the rest? I can't do it. How do you do that? How do you just, I mean, you got in this community, in this county, in this area, you got all these abused kids who are being raped and abused and, I mean, all kind of stuff going down with them. And how do you just, okay, I'll pick you and walk you out and the rest of them sitting there looking at it. How do you do that? And I know you're supposed to eat the elephant one toe at a time or one piece at a time, but I can't. I just can't walk out and all of them and leave those kids. I can't do it. I can't do it. You probably do it. I can't do it. And so that's what, you know, so I've been asking people, and I asked the church, I said, pray, what is God trying to say to me? I mean, what is he trying to, I heard him, but how do I do this? God answered. Now, he answered me, thank you for praying, God answered. But when he answered me, he scared me even more. Okay, so I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to come back to that. All right? I'm going to come back to that. Don't let me forget. Jackie, where you at? All right. Jackie, make sure I don't forget because I'm getting old. So, okay. All right. So, I'm going to come back to that. God said in March, start to focus on miracles. Focus on miracles. And he gave me two words. First word was museum. Museum. Y'all ever been to a museum? Anybody ever been to a museum? Yeah. Okay. Been to a museum. You know what's in the museums? Things from the past, artifacts, things that from the past, things that happened. And God said, he started talking. He said, Van, focus. Get the people to focus on the museum of miracles that I have done in your life. Look back at the things I have done in your life that have been miracles. Like a museum. Walk through your life. What have I done for you? What miracles have I done for you? What have I done? How have I? And let me read the dictionary meaning of miracle. A surprising and welcome event that is not explicable, but and not natural through natural and scientific laws to be explained, but comes through some divine agency. That's a definition. My definition, the Van Arrington definition, God did it. Okay, God just did this. Nobody can give proof. Nobody gets any credit. Only God did this. Look back over your life. Like a museum, like you're walking through. What did God, that you know, nobody else can do this. And so, just me, God was just, Van, he was talking to me. I don't know about you. But I know you got some because he has a museum. He has done some miracles and you know it's God. Nobody else can take any credit. I remember Jackie just had Delia. I was in college. Jackie was in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I'm in Clemson. And I leave. That's a 6-hour drive. I leave. I had been up all night, studied all night. We had some kind of study all night, had to get up early before I get to her. We had spring training, so we're doing all kind of training. I'd get up early in the morning, do all your training. You had to go to school, you had to do all this stuff. You're going. I get up, I get away, I get somebody's car. He's got a Monte Carlo T-top, glass T-top. I drive his car all the way, see Jackie. I see Jackie, see Delia. I turn around, head back. I've been up all day, all night. Turn around, head back. I'm going down 85. Going down 85. I've told you this before. Going down 85. Knock, slam out. I'm doing at least 70. Probably more than that, but I'm doing at least 70. All right? Car flips 3 times. I wake up in the middle of a flip. I see everything. I don't understand it, but you see when you're about to die, everything flashed through your, everything you did, I saw it just like that. Saw everything flash through my, zoom, saw it. Saw everything flash. And then I said to myself, it's time, I'm leaving here. The car flipped the third time. After the third time, it was getting ready to flip one more time and it didn't flip, it just fell back, bam. I'm sitting there. I'm still alive. I know it with God. I ain't supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be here. I can't remember. I don't know what happened. I don't know. That's in Charlotte. I'm right outside Charlotte. I don't know how I got to practice. We had practice Saturday. That was like a Friday. We had practice Saturday. I practiced. I mean, we had a scrimmage. I scrimmaged. No cuts, no bruises, no nothing. Car totally mangled. Miracle. Walking through. I can't tell you how many times me and Jackie in college, we got our kids, how many times we didn't have any money, we didn't have nothing. We had to pray over our kids because they were sick. And we had to pray and God would heal them. But I'll never forget. This happened not too long ago. Miss Terry's husband, they called. They called me down to Georgetown. Called me down to Georgetown and said, come. I don't know if she couldn't find anybody else or it's the only minister she knew. I don't know what the deal is. But they had said, your husband's in ICU, he's gonna die. Call somebody to pray for him, pray over him. They called me. I come in and he's in ICU and it don't look good at all. They have already given him up to die. He's gonna die. She's trying to deal with it herself. I come in there and I pray and he lives. Not because I ain't special, okay? Not special. Noelle, am I special? No. Okay, I ain't special. Okay? Miracle. I know God did that. I know God did that. I know God. I'm just walking through. These are some of the stuff. I'm just walking through. Deliverance. You talking about God doing something? Deliverance. I got a call like 1 in the morning. It was an apartment complex. The husband had been treating his wife pretty bad. I get a call. And long story short, the wife turned on me. Husband called me. And I can't remember if I went with somebody or not, but I answered the call, went there. We're in an apartment complex. And I think I left around about 4. Got there around 1, left at 4. And lady, no bigger than you, smaller than you. A little lady. I knew her. Small little lady. I don't know all the particulars, but a demonic spirit had gotten inside of her. Now, again, I played football, I done dealt with big men, 6'5", 6'6". I played with William Perry. William Perry was only 6'2", but he did well, okay? I done been with him. I done hit with him, fight with him, all this stuff. I was dealing with this little lady. It was like a man, full grown man. She talked like, but when she was going through her stuff, voices like a full from coming out of her, screaming, hollering, doing all kind of stuff. I looked and people were beating on the door, and I was like, don't open that door. And I think I cast out like 4 or 5 demons, and wasn't finished yet. And this, you talking about strong, and husband was scared. He won't mess with her again. But God delivered. I seen God deliver. Miracles. I know. I get. Just being here. I'm not supposed to still be here in Paula's house. Oh, it's such a blessing just seeing you out of nowhere. You just don't know. Not supposed to be here. God delivering, God providing. I remember when I started to teach my people. Some of you remember, they call it Holy Cross now, but it used to be called Baskerville. Mm-hmm. I used to work at Baskerville. And things had changed and a whole lot of stuff was going on. And so God said, start teaching my people. And I was like, I ain't got no money. And God said, I want you to start teaching my people. I want to go after the kid. And I said, I don't have any money, don't have nothing. And all the stuff is changing. They don't have the support and all this stuff like that. And I want you to get an office out here and I want you to start on your own. I said, I don't have any money. And God was like, it was still on me. And he's like, go. And I never forget. And I'm like, God, I don't have money. I don't have the money. And then a lady, not a lady, but it was like a girl. She probably was just in college or just got out of college. And she called me and she said, man, she said, I heard about you or something and I want to come see what you're doing. And I don't know her. If she came up to me today, I never seen her since. And I don't know, I hadn't seen her before. And she just came up and I showed her at the time I was at Baskerville and I showed her what was going on and what I was doing with the camp and all this stuff and with kids And she just looked. And see, if I would have known, she would have. And when she came, she didn't have nothing. She didn't have high heels and, you know, Gucci, you know, didn't look good or nothing. She just looked like a normal person. Now, if I would have known she was Bill Gates' daughter or something, I would have said, hey, you know, I would have dressed up and, you know, I would have been ready for it. But she was just a normal person. And she said, show me around. So I didn't think she was. And so I was just being nice. And so I showed her everything, told her what I was doing and what I wanted to do. And, you know, I was just being nice. I wasn't trying to, I didn't think she was anybody. I didn't know she was anybody. Didn't have a clue. When she left, I'm okay. And I'm like, in my mind, I was thinking, God, what was that for? And then I just kept on going with I'm doing what I'm doing. I get a check from her, $25,000. God was saying, start the ministry. Only God could do that. I'm talking about for me. You know what I mean? Only God could. I had zero. All I'm trying to say is there is a museum in your life. So first thing God said to me, and I'm getting ready to get out of here. We got to go. I got 3 minutes. He said, museum. Look back in the museum. Start to focus on what God has done for you. Second thing, he said this. These are my house plans. These are house plans of my house. And God said, he's dealing with me, he's dealing with my heart. He said, I'm about to make some new plans. I'm about to make some new plans. That's why he wants us to focus on miracles. I'm about to make some new plans for miracles. I'm about to do some miracles for you, for me. I'm about to do some miracles. I'm planning some miracles for you. I already got a museum. There's some things you know I did for you. But there's some things I'm about to do for you. All right, the plans are in the making. You got to have the plans first. He's planning some miracles. He's planning some miracles. All right. Now, here's what God said. This is what kind of messed me up. Because he said, before I do a miracle, I need a mess. I need you to be in a mess. I need you to be in some kind of stuff that you like, oh, I need a miracle to get out of this. I'm planning a miracle. If you're in a mess, if you're dealing with a mess, if you're facing a mess, might be your family, might be your children, it might be you personally, might be stuff around you, might be business, job, whatever. You're dealing with a mess. I'm planning a miracle. And I want you to focus on me. Don't focus on the mess. Focus on the miracle. Does that make sense? Now, let me go back. Because remember I was talking about all the kids? And I couldn't take one. I couldn't take one. I can't just, I'm just going to take one of you or two of you or five of you and walk out. And the rest of you looking at me saying, what about me? And here's what God gave me. He gave me a miracle. Now, I don't know how it's going to happen. I need more prayer. You remember Moses? How many did Moses take out of Egypt? Did he take out two? Five of them? Do you remember how many left? All of them. He took all of them. And that's the picture God showed me. He said, Van, you're going to take all the kids out of here. You're going to get all of them. You're going to take them out. Now you mess me up even more. That's definitely going to have to be a miracle. But that's okay. I still am not clear on how he's going to do that or what he's going to do. I don't know what all that means. But how do you get started? Start to believe God. Start to focus on God. Because God does miracles. That's what God does. He'll put you in a mess and he'll say, all right, let's make a miracle out of this. And he uses us, right? Ain't got nobody else in you. He's going to use us. Father, I thank you. I love you. Thank you for your blessings. Help us, Father, to focus on you. You're the miracle maker, Father. I know there's mess around us and mess in our life, Father. And that's what you're here for, to make a miracle, to make everything right, to bless everything. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the people that are here. Bless them today. Be with them. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, y'all be blessed. Have, oh, oh, oh.